Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And we're back on a Friday night, Getaway Friday, first Friday in October 2020, Friday, October 2nd, 2020, 10 to 20. How many different ways can I say that? That was many ways to say the date. It's 15 minutes past 9 o'clock. We want to know what the score of the River Valley game was. Is it over? I bet it is. Shelby versus River Valley. Does anybody know what's going on over there? Are you glued to your sets tonight? Let me know what the score of that game is. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. What's going on over at River Valley? Jeff Ruth will probably fill us in about what happened over at Ridgedale tonight, Ridgedale and Ridgemont, before the hour is up. So we'll get that score, but we want to know what's going on with River Valley, because they've had a run for 2 weeks. Only one loss this season to Ontario, and we had a River Valley player on this week. So it's of high interest to me to know what's going on with that game.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't heard.
I don't know what happened tonight. Maybe the communication has broken down. Because Shelby's a little ways away. They're not at River Valley.
Maybe they have no, like, Wi-Fi out that way.
It could be. Maybe Shelby has no Wi-Fi.
They're out in the middle of nowhere.
I've never been over there. I'm sure I drove through it at one
they
point.
They have they call it the Shelby Mall.
Do they?
Yeah.
What is that?
Dad used to like to go over there.
Oh, really? What is the Shelby Mall?
It's a very interesting place.
But we don't know what it is.
I'm trying to think of what you call it. It's like a... I can't think of what you call it. The actual name of the store. You have to give me a minute. I'll think of it.
All right. Well, this is the Shelby Mall. Oh, I don't know if I introduced you. By the way, tonight, Angie Evers here with me. Having a good time. Week number 3.
It's a record.
For you. Yes, it is a record. Well, sometimes I have to push people out of here. I just stop inviting them. That's how it goes usually.
We'll see how long it takes you to not invite me.
Oh, but are you enjoying yourself? That's all we need to know.
Well,
On a scale of 1 to 10, where are we?
Oh, definitely a 10.
Now say it like you mean it. Let's try the truth now. What is it? A scale of 1 to 10. Don't give me any gravy answers like that.
It's called Glen Surplus.
What is that?
Glen Surplus.
Right. But what if I go in there? What am I shopping for?
Like, they have all kinds of stuff. Anything that you're looking for, Glen Surplus has it.
I went to a place like that last weekend. It was Area 51.
Probably Warehouse 61 or something, maybe?
Well, I thought it was Area 51. I don't know. I got there late.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, but I did find Notting Hill last weekend.
You did?
Yes, this is a thing.
Have you watched it?
No, I have not watched it yet. This is a big thing for me.
Oh, when are you going to watch it?
Soon. I got to watch it soon. But now I can watch it at my leisure. I don't have to take it back to the library. I don't have to look for it on YouTube or the Roku or the streaming things. I own the movie.
That's exciting. Did you get a good deal on it?
I did. I think it was like $2.
Oh, that's a good deal.
But I'll tell you, there was this other store I went to that day that I still don't know what happened. There was a DVD there of some good movies, but it was a two DVD set, but it was all in one DVD, and she charged me for two DVDs.
So did you get ripped then?
I think I did.
I think you did then.
I think I got taken that day.
Yeah, you should have only been charged for one.
That's what I believe.
One package.
I don't know what she was cranky. She was ready to be off work that day. She was not a happy camper. And then I went to the Hamburger Inn that day.
Oh, that's one of my favorite places to go.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Although, I ordered a hamburger, and my fries had barbecue sauce all over them. I don't know why this was. You would think that your fries would not have a side of barbecue sauce on them, but there you go.
Well, that's interesting.
Isn't it interesting, the things that will happen?
Yeah. That is weird.
We'll have to look into that.
Did you have, like, waffle fries?
I had waffle fries.
And barbecue sauce.
And barbecue sauce on them. Like they had been pressed up against a barbecue beef sandwich. That's what it was like.
Hmm. Wonder how that happened. They must have, like, gave you the wrong, like, basket or something.
That's what I thought.
And then they just did a switcheroo.
Somebody switched it up, and there was some barbecue sauce that had seeped on to my fries.
Did you eat those fries, or did you just leave them?
I ended up eating them.
Were they good with the barbecue sauce?
Well, not really, but I didn't want to make a fuss at that particular point. But I enjoyed the place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you ever go back?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would go back. But I was told that I should have eaten the cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, they're famous for their cinnamon rolls.
Where do you get a barbecue beef here in town?
Ooh.
I haven't had a barbecue beef sandwich in a long time.
Barbecue
I've tasted
beef
them on
or
fries.
Barbecue pork.
I don't know what was on these fries.
Probably pork.
Do you know?
It was probably a pork.
You think it was pork?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most places have barbecue pork.
Barbecue pork. Oh, sure. Okay.
So we'll just go with pork.
Let's pretend like it was barbecue pork.
Okay.
There was some barbecue sauce on it.
I like barbecue pork. I like Tackett's.
I don't think I've ever been there.
You don't eat out.
Not a lot, no.
I must eat out an awful lot.
Well, it's because I'm here. And I don't eat when I'm here because you can't put food in your mouth when you're doing this. And these little 15-minute breaks don't give me enough time to do anything.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, we tried my work. We got catered in the new place down here, Memphis.
The Memphis barbecue.
Barbecue?
Yeah.
It was good.
Somebody told me the ribs were good.
Yeah. And I know I would like to go down to Attaboy's. I know they're...
I've been there.
Okay. I've never actually been in the restaurant.
I've been there.
We got takeout one time from there from work.
I had a hamburger.
Okay. I think I had barbecue pork.
Was there anything on your fries?
I don't believe so.
When I went there, it was an interesting... I can't remember if that was during the pandemic. I think it must have been. Because there weren't a lot of people in there, if I remember right.
Hmm. Yeah. My favorite place to go in town, I love to go to the Chicken Shack, and I'm really upset that they closed. I don't know what happened to them.
Well, they're still open, aren't they?
No.
Like, the drive-thru is open, isn't it?
The drive-thru is open, but not the restaurant.
That, like, was a restaurant?
The Chicken Shack?
I walked in there one time. I wouldn't have called that a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, it was a restaurant.
Could you sit down in there and...
Well, you could. I mean, people really didn't.
No.
I mean, every once in a blue moon...
It only sat like four people, didn't it?
Pretty much.
So I don't know if that's a restaurant. I think that's takeout.
So, but I used to go there all the time. So, and you know what I used to get?
What'd you get?
Chicken noodles and mashed potatoes.
Oh, I can't do mashed potatoes. No mashed potatoes. You know, do you remember what the original name of that place was?
General Fries.
General Fries.
General Fries Chicken and Pies.
And what happened to that?
I don't know. It turned into the Chicken Shack.
Did he die?
I don't know.
General Fry died.
I don't know what happened.
That's sad.
But, I mean, the same guy had been in there. The man that, I don't know who he was, but he was always in there cooking.
Even when it was General Fry's?
I don't know. I don't remember. But he was in there for a long time.
I don't remember. Oh, this week for the first time, I also had Victor's.
Yeah, I like Victor's.
Yeah, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had a taco.
A taco?
I did. I had a taco. I went all out that day.
I've never had a taco from there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had a taco. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
There was a meat and lettuce on it. It was your typical taco.
Hmm. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, we would get Courtyard, but they went out.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Businesses come and businesses go.
Mm-hmm. I like the okay.
You know, I don't think I've eaten there. I've drank there.
No. See, I haven't really drank there. I've eaten there.
Yeah. I've drank there, but I haven't eaten there. The drinks were okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I think so.
Well, that's a good thing.
I have memories.
Memories?
Memories. So I must have remembered it.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. But sometimes you don't want to go there because it's a little packed.
Oh.
And if you're, you know, you have that claustrophobia, it doesn't work.
Right.
It can be a thing over there when they have the bands.
Oh, yeah, and it's loud.
Loud.
They probably can't do that right now, though, with the COVID.
I don't know what people can do and can't do anymore. You know, it's a funny world. The president's got the COVID right now. It's bad.
Are they still closing the places at 10?
I think so. I think that's still a rule.
Hmm.
What do people do now?
Hang out at home, I guess.
Listen to this show.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a winner. You can't go wrong listening to this show.
Right.
You hear real small talk. I like small talk. I don't know what I should take to the birthday party tomorrow.
Are you going to make something?
Like a paper airplane or something?
Do you think she would like that?
You know, I don't know. I might take those balloons.
Well, yeah, you should.
Yeah, I'll be the balloon bringer. What else am I going to do with those?
That way she can stare at them and...
and realize the age.
Right. Unless you just flip the numbers, like I said.
It's a big red reminder.
Yes.
Because what else am I going to do with those?
Well, you said you were going to keep them.
I might take them over to the birthday party tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, I it's one of those things, I think, where I have the day off, but yet I have these plans now. So, like, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, do I want to show up or don't I want to show up? I mean, I love the person, so showing up is always good, but you never know sometimes. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Oh, just an exciting evening.
Well, listening to this show is like riding a roller coaster.
This is true.
This is true. So what's going on tonight?
Well, we had a field trip today.
Oh, this is good.
We went to Costco.
Oh.
Polaris. We call them field trips now. You know, what you do when there's nothing else to do.
I understand.
Go. And we had lunch in Polaris. Came back to Marion and took a little break, and then we went up to the Shovel City Bar.
Oh.
This evening and had cocktail, talked to an old friend. That's a nice place, and they had a big, real good crowd in there.
I don't think I've ever been there.
Well, it just opened. It's between railroad tracks on Main Street. It used to be the Circa.
Oh, I remember Circa.
Oh, it's reopened.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's fixed up beautiful.
Well,
really,
that's great.
Nice. No jukebox, no TV. It's a bar.
Now, Circa used to be a martini bar, didn't it?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it a martini bar, but I guess you'd call it that, yeah.
Yeah, I had a martini there once.
Okay. Well, you can get a martini at this place. They have everything, but it's real nice. Had a good crowd in there. And we came home, and now we are having appetizers. We're eating pistachios.
Oh, that's good.
With wine, and we're having shrimp.
Shrimp?
Tonight, so.
Now, what kind of wine is on the agenda tonight?
We're still on the Pinot Grigio.
Still on the Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, we kind of like that.
Well, it's good.
We drink Chardonnay or whatever.
Now, have you ever thought about going with the sherry on Friday night?
No.
No?
No.
I hear that's good.
I don't know if I've ever had sherry. I can't.
I had it one time. There was a lady who was drinking it for her heart, and she wanted me to join her in a little, I don't know what you would call it, I guess health drink. So I had a little sherry, and it was okay.
Is it sweet?
It's sweet. It's a sweet red wine.
Okay. I'm not real big on sweet wines.
You like a dry wine?
Yeah, semi-dry. Dry.
I have a slaked wine at home that I've never opened.
Well, you should.
I should.
You should open it.
Yeah.
Right. What else is going on? I did call you this morning on the Family Feud thing.
That's a fun game to play, I think.
That was good. I had an answer for the up and down. What goes up and down?
Well, what was the answer?
I didn't call in because it ended. But this goes down and up. Is there a difference?
Well, I don't know.
My answer was going to be it goes down and up.
Oh, okay. Well, what might this answer?
Santa Claus.
Oh, thank goodness.
I was going to call that in.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that was on the list.
You made me sweat in October.
Yes.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Well, yeah. But he goes down the chimney, then up.
It certainly does.
Oh, that's what he used to do at my house.
Oh, when he comes in, I enjoy it every year.
Oh.
I get in my pajamas with the feet in them and set out the cookies and the milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to. Now, do you know anything about the River Valley game?
No.
No, I don't know anything either. I don't know what happened over there in Shelby.
I haven't heard any scores, but I did go by Harding Stadium when we were on our way home. And I think it was in the third quarter with 6 minutes to go because the clock was running. And Clear Fork was ahead 40-6.
Wow.
So I think Harding got bombed. Not yet.
That's the second week Harding's took a pretty good thrashing.
Pretty much all season except for they did win a game. They beat Mansfield Madison, I think, last week.
Did you get to listen to the birthday party yesterday?
I did. I listened to some of it. That was great.
We had a good time that day.
That was really nice. For you people to do that.
Well, she's a good lady.
Every bit of, she's been a great, great lady for this town.
Oh, a great ambassador, and to come back here and live and be as nice as she is, it's great. Well, I'm so glad you checked in, and I can't wait to hear of the adventures next week. Now, we're getting close to Halloween. Do you have any costumes laid out for Halloween?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm scary enough without a costume. Like Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, I might get some Pinot Grigio in the studio next week, and we'll have a drink together.
Oh, goodness. Okay. We'll talk to you.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go, our Pinot Grigio couple calling in on Friday night. Very nice. You've gotten to know our Pinot Grigio couple now.
Yeah.
Having shrimp and pistachios and Pinot Grigio, a dry wine. And apparently we're not going to know what happened at River Valley. We just don't know. River Valley and Shelby, we have no idea. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Shelby's 45, River Valley 21.
Oh, 45-21. Where are they in the game?
It's over.
Oh, that's it.
Over.
45-21, so Shelby did win the game.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you for calling.
What was Harding?
Oh, yeah, what's Harding?
Harding got beat 50-7.
Woo. Those are some rough scores for the Marion County schools tonight.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night now.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, there we finally got the score. 45-21. River Valley down in defeat.
So was that their last game?
They have a playoff game I think they'll have next week. But, yeah, that would be their last regular season game. So I guess they're 4-2 for the season.
Did they play like a full regular season this year?
A 6-game, so no, I don't think it's a full season, but that's too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
But we kind of figured it. Shelby's a rough team. Well, I had talked to Luke.
Oh, and he knew they were.
Oh, yeah, he knew they were tough. They were going to be tough. But you got to have a winner's attitude. Mm-hmm. But now we know it's 45-21. Shelby wins the game. So now all we got to do is hear from Jeff Ruth what's going on over at Ridgedale and Ridgemont, and then we'll have everything checked off the list tonight.
Was he broadcasting over there?
Yeah, they were broadcasting over there tonight. So, I don't know what this means for the playoffs, but next week could be the end of football for everybody. Because if you don't proceed in the playoffs, it's all over. I don't know how they do that bracketing.
I would have no clue.
No, I don't know either. I couldn't tell you the last time I went to a football game. I think it's one of the ones we broadcast. That would have been a couple years ago.
So, are they having, college football?
Yeah, it's going to start, I think, October 23rd. Which, I'm not big into that.
Do you watch pro football?
Not really. Baseball, yes.
Just baseball.
I like baseball.
And who's your favorite team?
The Cubs.
The Cubs.
The Cubs. Do you like to watch any sports?
I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it. I mean, I probably would not turn the channel to watch it, but if somebody was watching it, I would watch it with them.
I mean, it's on. I'm usually watching other things.
I usually watch other things also.
Like Notting Hill is what I'll be doing this coming fall. I'll be watching the Notting Hill movie.
Well, I mean, that'll probably only take 2 hours, so.
But it's on my agenda. Because I'm not good with movies. So I've got this thing on my agenda now that I want to get done.
And why are you not good with movies?
I'm not a movie guy. I've never been a movie guy. I'm not sure why.
I fall asleep.
Do you? Bored?
Yep.
Well, that's sad. I have to get some popcorn, though.
Popcorn would be good.
Apparently, Notting Hill just comes down to that one scene, though. But here's the good thing. I have not Googled it. I know what the movie's about because I know what the scene's about. And I know the famous scene. But I don't know how it ends.
Ooh.
I know.
Yeah, it's a romantic comedy, but I always liked romantic comedies.
Is that what it is? Oh, see, I didn't know that's what it was. How'd you know that? What do you know about this movie?
That it's a romantic comedy.
That's it.
That's it.
You don't know who's in it.
Grant.
You got it. And?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
I don't know famous people. Because I just don't watch movies.
I haven't.
I fall asleep, so.
No, but you see, now you've already, you know about what I know about this movie. That it's a, you knew more, because I didn't know it was a romantic comedy. I knew Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts were in it. And I know that the premise apparently is that a movie star, Julia Roberts, comes to a small town, and Hugh Grant owns a bookstore. And somehow they get together, you know? And but apparently it's one of those get-togethers, you know. And but somehow they fall in love. And it all leads to this scene that's become a very well-known scene, I guess, in movie history, where she tells him that she wants him to come back with her to Hollywood. And he gives this little speech about how everybody knows her and nobody knows him. And it'll break his heart when she gets bored with him and leaves him because she's so famous and blah, 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 blah. And so he gives this big, long speech. And then she says the famous line, which I'll screw up now. But apparently she says to him all that. She says something about the fame thing is not real, you know. And that I'm also, now here it is. I'll screw it up, but it's a famous movie line, apparently, of all time. I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy wanting him to love her. And that's the big famous line out of that movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happens. I don't know if he moves or if she, you know, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I gotta watch it. And I don't want it, I'm not gonna Google it. I want to know. I'm going to have to watch the thing. Hmm. Isn't that a good line, though?
Yes.
I can see why people have cherished that line over the years.
What year was this movie out in?
I think it would have been the
90s. In the 90s?
Or maybe the early 2000s.
Were you alive then?
No.
No?
That's probably why I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before I was born, it was hard to go see movies. Once I was born, it got a little easier.
Yeah.
But before conception, it was a little difficult. But that's a very well done movie. You know, things aren't blowing up. It's not like a action film.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer those. That's action. One thing about it. No, not action. I like a movie that has a plot. I like a movie where you actually had to write, and it wasn't just blowing stuff up all throughout the movie.
Have you ever seen the Shawshank Redemption?
No, but I've heard about it.
Over, you know, in...
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay.
Upper.
No.
There's something about the upper courthouse. What movie was that in?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen that movie.
I think it's the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, maybe they'd have a scene in the courthouse. I don't know. But they have a trail that you can follow. So maybe that's in the trail. I don't know. I just know the prison. And then I remember walking on a trail, but like back in a woods.
Now, where's the prison?
In Mansfield?
That's the prison they used?
Well, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Then what's the thing about the courthouse in Upper? There's something about the courthouse in Upper that it's a famous something. I think they used it in the Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh.
Was there a courthouse in the movie?
Gosh, I don't remember.
Have you ever been over there at Christmas time? Upper? Downtown Upper?
No.
Wow. The lights, and they decorate downtown, and they have reindeer down there. It's a thing.
But what do you do downtown Upper? Like, why were you there?
I think I was drugged there by somebody, but once I got there, I enjoyed it. I was drugged. That's what happened. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's me again.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, you're talking about Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
The Upper Sandusky Courthouse was used in the scene where he was sentenced.
Okay.
All right. Now, that's a point for me, then.
And I think I read that the judge was the actual judge in that courtroom.
I
read that somewhere about the movie.
Have you ever been over in Upper around Christmas time?
Yeah. I can't say at Christmas time, but it's a bright downtown.
Oh,
I
know that's it is.
Well.
They have a downtown. It's a place to be. Well, thank you for that clarification.
Also, the Shawshank, the Mansfield Reformatory.
I've passed by that. I've never been in there, though.
Well, it's just off the freeway there when you go around Mansfield. What's left of it. They have torn down a lot of it, but I have been in it over the years. Not as a prisoner.
You weren't sentenced to do time there or anything?
I worked on the railroad when I was younger, and we used to set a car of coal in there a couple times a week.
Oh.
We'd open a big door, you know, and we had a railroad track that went in there, and I just remember that was back in the 60s, but that was scary place.
You know, I know a girl who works in the, I think she works in the, it's either the tour or the gift shop over there, and she told me she could get me in free, so there's a good chance I could go.
You should. It's a cell block, I think, that's still standing.
Maybe I could get a room there.
I don't think they rent rooms. I'm not so sure.
It's not getting in, it's getting out.
Yeah, once you get in there, though, it's sometimes hard to get out.
They put that ball on your ankle, right? You're stuck there.
But yeah, I just remember that place. It was pretty scary.
Well, hey, I hear it during Halloween. They do some kind of Halloween thing over there. And
that's massive.
Yeah.
They've been over there for that.
You know, it's pretty well publicized.
Well, hey,
some of the cast over the years comes, you know, for the events, the annual events. The guy that played the warden, he was there a year or two ago.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah, there's a lot of history there. There was another movie made there back in the 70s.
I'm going to have to do some research on this because I know this girl over there. So if she'll get me in for free, then I'll take a little trip over there.
Well, it's worth your time.
I'll have to do that. Well, right. Hey, thanks for the recommendation.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. I was right. The Upper Sandusky Courthouse. See, now you're going to have to go to Upper. You don't want to see the courthouse?
Oh, I'm sure it's neat.
I'm telling you, go at Christmas. It's a couple months away. They got the reindeer down there, and they got the best lights. It wraps forever on the weekend. When you go, you got to go early. They have a parade downtown for Christmas. It's something.
Yeah, I have not been there for that.
Oh, that's a thing. Because you get all, you really get in the Christmas spirit because you get all bundled up and you stand downtown and you go from store to store and you put on your hat with the beanie and your nose gets cold and it's a real, you know, exciting thing.
Hmm.
It's one of those Notting Hill moments, you know, you get over there and you just fall in love and it's a wonderful thing.
It's romance.
That's what I had over there. And then somewhere coming back on 23, I lost it. But it was, for a moment, it was exciting. I thought about proposing over there one time.
All during the Christmas thing?
Yes. Then I came to my senses. And I said, oh, I've actually got to go home with this person. I don't want to do that. Leave him here. But it's exciting. And now I forgot that I knew this girl over at the reformatory who said she'd get me in.
Yeah, it's really neat. I remember, well, when I went for the Halloween thing, this was years and years ago.
You should go back.
Yeah. But I don't know if they still, like, if it's still such a huge thing, but I remember, like, I think we got our tickets online or something, and then we still had to wait in line for, like, 2 or 3 hours to, like, even get in. Like, and if you didn't have your tickets, you had to wait, like, an hour to get your tickets, and then it was, like, another 2 or 3 hours to even get in. It was crazy.
Oh, I bet. Well, it's a big thing, especially on the weekends.
But I remember, like, being in the prison, like, you look up and you just see row after row after row after row of, like, prison cells. Like, you look up and that's all you see. And then you see chipping paint everywhere, and then I think of lead paint. And
well, that's scary right there. Who needs the ghosts and goblins?
Yeah.
Lead paint will do you in.
I know.
No, but it's these things are things people should do. You can't stay at home all the time. You got to go over at Halloween to the Mansfield Reformatory. Then at Christmas, you got to go over to Upper and visit the Christmas lights and go downtown and, you know, have those loving moments.
Yeah, I've never had that.
I'll tell you what's wrong with the loving moments, though. Because you go over there and you think to yourself, it's going to be this nice moment, you know, and you're together and the snow is lightly falling and there's white everywhere and, you know, there's, you know, the reindeer are over there and the lights and it's Christmas music and you're happy and then it's all well. And then there's a piece of ice and she falls down and she breaks her ankle and then you've got to take her to the emergency room and then you're there all night and then you've got to take her home and then somebody's got to stay with her and then she's got to be medicated and you got to go to the pharmacy. Who needs that?
Are you for real?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh.
It's like a horror movie. It starts out okay, but it ends very badly.
That sounds like a typical day in my life.
Well, it's just, it's bad because, you know, in the beginning, you think this is great. I could be here forever with this person. And then you realize how long forever is. And you say, whoo, forget that. I'm not doing that.
Do you go over to Amish country?
You know, I have not been. I've been I've been in my life. But no, not like to shop or anything. But one time I went to Der Dutchman. And, well, I don't know if I should tell this story. But I think my picture's up over there for beating the check. Because what happened was I went for breakfast one time with a coworker. We were going to a seminar in Columbus. And we decided to stop and have breakfast over at the Der Dutchman.
In Mary's? Or like in Plain City?
In Plain City.
Oh, okay.
So we go to Plain City, and we go in, and I'm eating. You know, we have the buffet, the big breakfast buffet, and I realize that it's Amish, and they don't have any credit card machines. So how do you pay?
Were you washing dishes?
No. I had to get to the seminar. So I told the Amish man, I said that I left my butter churn out in the car. So I went out to get the butter churn, and then I just got the heck out of there. I was just, whoo. Swoosh.
Uh-oh.
Well, what was I supposed to do?
How long ago was that?
It was a while ago. You know, 15 years ago, something like that. It's been a minute.
They probably forgot about it.
I hope so.
Yeah. But I'm talking like Amish country.
Like, where's that?
Like Holmes County? Like rural Amish?
No. I see the Amish at the auctions every so often.
Where?
Auctions.
Like around here?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And they see them at Aldi's also.
Oh,
they go to Walmart. I mean, you see them at all the stores.
I've seen them around, sure.
Yeah.
But have I been in their living room? No.
No?
No. I don't know any Amish.
Really?
No. Do you?
No.
Well, there you go. But you go over and visit.
Well, yeah.
I'm still depressed. I thought you got me apple butter last year from the Amish country, and it turns out that that didn't happen.
I don't think so.
Although somebody told me, I thought. Maybe I misunderstood.
Unless I just forgot.
Didn't mean anything to you.
Hey, I made you cookies.
You did make me cookies. What? It was the no-bakes. No-bakes, right?
No-bakes. Cornflake candy.
You know, you keep calling it that, but that's not what it's called.
It is.
Why do you have a block on what it's really called?
I don't.
You do. Because I remember last year, somebody came in here and handed me a bag of this stuff and got on this microphone on these airwaves and told us what the name of that candy was. And they did not say cornflake candy.
Well, he was a little bit braver than me.
Is it bad to use the... I mean, it's not a bad word.
Well,
I mean,
no,
he said it on the air. Is it bad to say that? I mean, I don't want to say it if it's bad, but...
Well, no. I guess it's more of a stigma. Is that what you...
Well, that's what I told people at my Christmas party when I had all that candy out. I said, listen, this is what this is called. Because that was my understanding of what it was called. But apparently not.
You can call it whatever you want to call it.
But that's not the name?
Well, you probably didn't even eat it because it has peanut butter in it.
I think I sampled it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think I ate a whole lot of it. It's kind of like that mincemeat pie we had in here. I mean, the person went to all that trouble to make it. It wasn't my favorite, but the bourbon sauce on top was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Your dad and I sat right here and ate that last Christmas. Mincemeat pie and bourbon sauce. We had so much stuff here last year, though. I don't know what happened last year. The candy gods opened up. We had white chocolate macadamia nuts. We had peanut butter fudge. We had no-bake cookies. We had the cornflake candy. We had a whole tray of, like, chocolate-covered pretzels and... We had a tin that came of some kind of cracker cookie, and then we just had general cookies that were here, and then fruitcake. Somebody got a fruitcake and wrapped it up, and I set it on the desk, and the desk collapsed. We had all kinds of stuff here last year.
Would you even eat no-bakes?
You know, like I said, it's like...
Because it's got chocolate and peanut butter.
I understand. It's like a Reese's cup. I can eat it. But it's not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like vanilla, and it would be better.
Like a white chocolate?
White chocolate. I like white chocolate, sure. I used to know somebody who was particular to Dove chocolate, but I don't know why that was. I never got it for him. I said, if you can't eat a Hershey bar, forget it.
Have you ever been to the Hershey Factory?
No, that's a place I want to go. I really want to go to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I've been there.
No, I haven't been there.
Mm-hmm.
When I go that way, I go to New York, and that's it. I'm headed to Manhattan. I go to Manhattan, and then I come back.
I've never been to Manhattan.
Oh, that's fun. You know, last time I was in Manhattan, Terry got mugged.
For real?
Yeah, right on the street, and I was standing right there.
And what did you do?
I certainly wasn't going to get involved in that. Listen, when they were going through his wallet, what am I supposed to say? Stop? I don't want him to work me over on the street.
Oh, no.
Well, what would you have done? He gave him his wallet.
And the guy just looked through it and took whatever?
He took it right out of his hands and just started taking all the money out.
Oh, no.
Well, I told the guy I didn't have my wallet on me. That's what you say. Listen, if you're in New York, number one, you keep your wallet in your front pocket. You don't keep it in your back pocket. And number two, you don't ever tell anybody you have it on you. But he whipped it right out there. I thought, oh, this is going to end badly. And they just rifled the thing. I don't even know if his driver's license was still in there when he got it back. They really went through it. Worked him over. And he didn't know. His face when that was over was so depressing. I didn't think he was going to be able to get home.
That would be depressing.
Well, I tried to tell him. I said, listen, you don't ever pull your wallet out in front of people like that. Street people.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think you had to tell somebody that. Right there on, we were down by Carnegie Hall when that happened.
Wow.
What a story. But everybody in New York is nice.
But what do you do there?
Oh, everything. Go down to Rockefeller Center, look at the Christmas tree, look at the skating rink, look at the fountains, go up to the Rainbow Room, have a martini, go down to the 9/11 Memorial, get on the subway, go to Central Park. We went to The View while we were there, heard those ladies yelling at each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a video somewhere that, you know, because they pan the audience. And you can see us all there.
Really?
Yep, I've been at The View.
Wow.
That's a fun show to go to. Did that. I was at David Letterman one time. Went to David Letterman. So there's a lot to do in New York. Go to the theater. Theater District is down there. FAO Schwartz. Times Square. You can't possibly do it all.
Would you ever go watch the ball drop?
You know, I don't think I would. Because that would be very squeezed. It would be like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I think that would be very squeezed. Mm-hmm. But I've often thought about doing that, but I can't get back in time. If I could get back in time to do Thanksgiving here, I would do it. Mm-hmm. But since you can't. But I've always thought that was fun. I like watching it.
I always thought it would be fun to watch the ball drop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's either freezing or...
I mean, I don't know if I'd really do it now, but maybe if I was, like, younger.
Like you're ancient.
Like your age.
Yeah, well, I'm still thinking about it. I love New York. But New York, there's two times that I love New York. Spring, right before Memorial Day. That's before kids get out. You never want to go in the summer. Number one, it's hot, and you got to walk everywhere. And number two, the kids are out. So everything's filled up. Mm-hmm. So go in like early May. That's nice. And the other time is Christmas. Because again, but don't go like right before Christmas. Because then the kids are out again and everything's packed up. But you go like the first week of December when the decorations are all up. But yet everybody's not out yet. I thought about going again this year because I haven't been at Christmas for a while. The last time I went was during the spring. I like Christmas there. It's fun. But I can do it in like 2 days. I don't have to do a long stay.
How long does it take to get there?
Only about 8 hours. So if you leave at 6 in the morning, you can be there by like 4 in the afternoon.
And you drive?
Yeah. And it's easy. Because once you get there, you park in a parking garage and you don't get the car out again until you leave. Because everything, you can walk from Central Park to Times Square, which is essentially the opposite ends of Manhattan, in about an hour. So it's good. I love New York. I can't believe you're this old and have never been to Manhattan.
Nope.
You
I'd
gotta
have,
go.
I'd
you,
have to get me some walking shoes.
Well, you just...
Better feet.
It's good. You gotta get out. You gotta get this on the agenda.
See, in my age, my feet are bad.
I like to walk.
My feet would go numb and fall off.
Well, you don't end up, because what you do, like, Rockefeller Center is right in the center. So usually you go there. That's a fun place. SNL shoots there, and Jimmy Fallon shoots there, and I think, what's that other guy who's on at night? He shoots there. There's a lot of things that shoot at Rockefeller.
Not usually up at night.
There's people. There's people on. But it was fun to go to David Letterman. I enjoyed that because that's gone now.
Yeah.
And The View, went to The View the last time. The View was fun. Whoopi Goldberg was there, and Joy, and I don't remember who the other two were, but it was a good show. I remember Donald Rumsfeld was the guest, who was a, what was he?
His name's familiar.
Secretary of Defense, I think he was, under George Bush. So, it's fun. No Jeff Ruth tonight. I don't know what happened over at Ridgedale. But we can say safely that River Valley went down in defeat to Shelby. 45-21. And Harding, what was it? 50-7, something like that. Harding did not win. These 2 hours fly by, don't they?
Yes.
And you've had a good... You seem looser tonight. Did you feel better tonight?
Yeah,
you seem like you're loosening up.
Yeah.
This is good.
I drank some Pepsi before I came in.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to say something to the audience?
Not really.
Not like good night?
Oh. Have a good night.
There you go. That's how you do it. And have some cornflake candy.
I'll make some cornflake candy.
I thought it's not just a Christmas thing?
No, you can make it any time of
year. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I'll be looking forward to that then.
Sure you will.
I will. I'll put that right on my list. We'll be back next week with more programming here on WWGH Radio. Have a great, great, safe night. 1.1 FM, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM by CRT Nichols. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740